that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Dechuya. That's the first word in the Perek Beis and the Shabbos of the Rambam. And the question is, assuming for the moment that Dechuya should be taken literally, which is what the Kesef Mishnah assumes, and then the question becomes, why should it be Dechuya? Where do you find the Dechuya in its original form? And what's the connection between the original form and Pikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos? So the answer is based on the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah quotes the original Smachlekas and Pesachim, Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, or Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Okay? Frankly, Rashash, who cares that there's a precedent in Tumah? Not nearly pass in Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur. There's a Mefurash Gemara Masechta Yuma Daf Mem Vav, that Avodah B'Shabbos, Avodah Beis HaMikdash, is Hutra. So Mapetom, we should derive Pikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos from the Dechuya of Tumah. Why shouldn't we derive it from the Hutra of Avoda? That's the kasha. They wanted to answer this kasha based on the Netziv, who explained to Gemara, why is Avoda on Shabbos Hutra, and Pikuach Nefesh, he says, is Dechuya, and the Machlokes with respect to Tumah. It's all based on Svar. Every single Shabbos, Kodesh Baruch commanded us to be Makav a Korban, Tomei a Korban, Musaf Shal Shabbos. That's not a happenstance. It just so, oh, by bad luck, Shabbos ran into a Korban, so you're stuck. Which one do you pick over the other one? No. It's built into the system. It's built into the system. That's called Hutra. That's called Hutra. No. Pikuach Nefesh not built into the system. Kol amachla sherasim b'mitzrayim lo'asim alech k'nishim rofecha. Halavai, we should have all refuahs. We're nearly more any Pikuach Nefesh. That's the famous Ramban of Bechukosai, next week's parasha, which no one should rely upon, as bad as it. That you don't go to doctors. That's an ideal world. Davet Hashem. It's the chuyah. When it comes to tumah, it's an achlokes and svara. Should we say, follow the avoda itself? Someone else could do it. Or should we say, no, you follow this garba kain tame. For him, there's no alternative. So therefore, it would be hutra. That's what the tzivik explains. Oh, that's what the tzivik explains. The Kesef Mishnah says, no, you certainly follow the goof, the avoda itself. What's the machlokas and svara? Do we say, when someone else can do it, but not me, it's dechuya, or that's called hutra? That's the same machlokas as pikuach nefesh. Could get better, etc. As opposed to avoda b'shabbos, that's certainly hutra, as we said before. Okay, so this explains this nekuda. That's how he knows that somehow Chola on Shabbos is like Tumah B'Tzibur, etc. Fine. Truth to be told, as we'll get to later on, there were those who say that the Rambam never meant Chuyah. Because he says in the very next paragraph, in Halacha Beis, Kechol Lechol Dvarav. He just meant the Chuyah. He just meant that the Sakona knocks off the Issa completely. Fine. Whatever it may be. Not going into that any further at the present time. This is by way of introduction. So in fact, what is Pikuach Nefesh? What is it? Big machlokes. The Ran says it's Dechuya, in contrast to Ochel Nefesh. Nafka Mina. Ribui B'Shiurim. You do more than necessary. If it's Hutra, it's Ochel Nefesh, yes. Dechuya Pikuach Nefesh, no. That's the Ran. Along the same lines, the Rajba says that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Dechuya, which means an Avera is being committed. Hutra means no Avera at all. So therefore, the Rashba says an Avera, such a serious Avera, until the Shabbos is being committed, hey, look for an easier alternative. What's that? Eating treif. So if you have a question of eating treif or shechting the Shabbos, the Rashba suggests, maybe you should eat treif. Who argues with this? The Marami Wittenberg. Rami Wittenberg says, no, don't you dare eat treif. And the Pashup Shad Maram is because the treif is Dechuya, so you're committing an Aveir by eating it. And the Gulman Nefesh and Shabbos is Sutra. Much better to do it that way. There's no Aveira whatsoever. And the question is, where in heaven's name did the Maram Rutenberg get it from? How did he know? On what basis did he say that Pikuach Nefesh is Dechuya? And, excuse me, that treif, the Pikuach Nefesh is Dechuya, and Shabbos, the Pikuach Nefesh is Sutra. That's the question. So there are two completely different responses to this question. One is based on sources. The Chasam Sofer says, suggests in the Tshuva, that the Pasuk of V'chai Bahem, Asher Ya'asa Osa Adam V'chai Bahem, V'lo Shiyamas Bahem, the Gemara in Yuma, is telling us that your human life pushes away a violation that would otherwise cost a life. That's what's called the Chuyah, pushes away. V'chai Bahem. And therefore, if you have to eat treif, some of Chalila is sick, I have to eat treif, can't help it. You have to eat treif. The Easter is nidche, and they pikuach nefesh. However, when it comes to Shabbos, there's an additional drasha. Rishama b'nei soros to Shabbos, chal of Shabbos achas, shishma Shabbos is harbe. This suggests the chasam sofer. That is a new drasha. That is hutra. That is hutra. That's Utra. Okay, Rabbi Osei, that's the first. If this is the case, it's arguable, and the Shemir Shabbos quotes this, that Pikuach Nefesh Vadai is Utra, and Safek is the Chuyah. Why so? Because the Gemara has a Masech to Yuma Peyem and Beis, when they bring a Raya from the Shemir and Esos to Shabbos, other drushes, Ashkechon Vadai, Safek Mina Alon. How do you know you can the Mechal Shabbos for a Sovek Pekuach Nefesh, so that's V'chai Bahem. So V'chai Bahem, as you say now, is the Chuya. So therefore, that's the Sovek is the Chuya. But the Shamru, which is Hutra, is only in the case of Vadai Rabosai, Vadai. Yeah. This Rabosai is Pshat number one, purely based on sources. Pshat number two, in this idea of the Marami Wittenberg, is based upon Svar. And the svara, the most fundamental svara that's used in the world today, the brisker world we'll call it. And what's that? What's the most fundamental distinction of the brisker? That's it. Chefetz Gavra. Chefetz Gavra. Namely, eat treif is an iser chefetz. Mechal Shabbos is an iser gavra. That's the distinction, which is the idea. So an Isur Gavra, if you have no choice but to do it, to save a life, that's called Hutra, because it's only a prohibited act. In this case, it's a permissible act, a mandatory act. So therefore, it's not objectionable. However, if it is an objectionable Chefza, this can't help it. The chefta remains a chefta of the Yisura. There's nothing to do about it. You can't help it. If you can't help it, so you have to do it anyway, but it's considered to be in the category of the Chuya. Of the Chuya. Mein nafka mina, potentially. Mila. What's Mila? Mila. Mila, according to the Nitziv, who suggests Chepta Gavra should certainly be Hutra. No Chepta Yisura. Chasam Sofer suggests that Mila B'Shabbos is Chuyah. Why is no Chepta? No Chepta. It's a question of derivation of the chorus. That's what Chasam Sofer in fact says. Kumin Afkeminer Abosai, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. So here, it's a double shayla. Where does Yom Kippur fit in? According to the Drasha, and where did it fit according to the Svar? According to the Drasha, the Sun will say, look, only to the Shabbos and they saw us the Shabbos. Shabbos Achas, that's Hutra. But not Rabosai, not Yom Kippur, only the Chuyah. I'll just say no. Yom Kippur is Raman put to the Kulan, the Chal Shabbos Hashem. All Yom Tov included the Shabbos. And Shabbos is the Drasha. Shabbos Achas applies to Yom Kippur as well. So it's Hutra. eating on Yom Kippur. And as a matter of fact, malach on Yom Kippur would be the same shalik going to this particular question of derivation. If you're going with svara, chemtza gavra, so here too there's a dispute. Would Yom Kippur be putra tchuya? For some, Yom Kippur is an Easter atoli bisman. The food itself is not objectionable. That's an Easter of gavra. And therefore, it would be putra. Or to say no, the food on Yom Kippur is all food in the world is objectionable, and therefore would be in the category of dechuya. Now, at first glance, or both say, at first glance, it's obviously dechuya, eating on Yom Kippur. You know why? Because it says in the Gemara, certain cases that the pachas mikashir, little nibbles at a time, without violating kosevas agasa. Cars and other circumstances. Nura is klar that it's only the chuyah not utra. So the response is given if you look in the svarim of the Brisker Rav, close to his father Reb Chaim, that said no. The whole idea of pachas pachas mikashir was said only in the case of someone who is not yet in the category of chol shesh basakon. If you will not eat, you'll become in that category. So then and only then do we require pachas pachas mikashir. But once an individual is categorized as chol shesh basakana, then to the contrary, it's hutra, and you can eat as much as you want. That's another very important discussion. We saw a beautiful essay on this topic, the same called the Nesiv Chayim. We make the following suggestion. He says, midoraisa it's hutra. However, since if midoraisa is hutra, and when it comes to hutra, the Ran said he is so, there's no problem of riba b'shiurim, there's a problem of the Gemara Masechta Menachos. A whole complicated story of Masechta Menachos. He wants to know, I have two possibilities. I can either pull off a branch, one branch has three berries, or I can pull up two separate branches, each one has one berry. A whole pilpli, do this. Doesn't that indicate that riba b'shiurim is the shayla of a the oraisa? Otherwise, should certainly pull off the one which has three berries as opposed to the two separate ones, one berry apiece. In fact, the Gemara's a shayla about it indicates, that's how the Ran proves it, that Riba Shiurim is in fact the oraisa. So the Nesiv Chaim tries to turn that sugya on its head, according to Shitas Poskin that hold it's with oraisa, it's with drug. It makes the following interesting explanation. Suggestion can be made as follows. Again, if hutra riba shiurim is the rabbon, and the ran kuchos is tchuya, so it's the rice. Fine. And what about the Gemara that discusses this very issue? So we can make the following suggestion: if pikuach damage is hutra, you should do two malachos. If it's tchuya, you should do one. And we paskin, it's tchuya. That's one way. What about the other shita, the Marami Rutenberg? What does that mean? Both agree. There's only an Issa derabanan. Both agree. Ribui shurim is derabanan. Even ribui pu'ulos is derabanan. That's where the Marami Rutenberg got it from. Otherwise, it's obvious you take one which has three. Right? Because one which has three is no Issa deraisa. If ribui shurim is derabanan. The answer is that even taking two is only derabanan. Because it's hutra. It comes at a very interesting concept according to him. With the Raisa Sutra, and the Rabbanan who answered Ribui Shiurim, they seem to be saying, well, we want to consider it to be in the category of the Chuyah. And I saw this in Rabbi Avadya Sefer, in Yechav Edas, Chelet Dalet Simen Lamed, Os Dalet, he suggests the following Shita, with the Raisa Sutra, and with Rabbanon, it is the Chuyah. He quotes from the Nachal Eisan and Shigat Sefer and other Gedol. So that seems to be an interesting third possibility. Now it's interesting going further than that. What if you hold it's a matter of derivations of sources? Well, then it's easy. But you could say that because the Nevesh is either Hutra based upon the Shomer B'nei Sos or Shabbos, or the Chuyah on the ground that the Chasam Sofer himself raised, The Gemara seemed to say Utsrichi because of Vale and Safek, but not Hutra versus Dechuya, implying the same as Bechai Behem is Dechuya, Veshama was also only Dechuya. I was refuted that proof by saying the Gemara's Lashon of it there is hiding up the Gemara which is Docha Shabbos. The Gemara is focused on Dechuya. But Enoch and Ami, maybe in point of fact, the reality is that Bikuach Nefesh and Shabbos is really Putra, but there's nothing to do with that original formulation. It's a later statement based upon the Shamru, as we said earlier. In any event, what about Chefta Gavra? If it's Chefta Gavra, Shabbos should certainly be Putra. No, he's a Chefta and Shabbos, not eating treif, it's not a woman that's prohibited. It's just a purely an abstraction, an Iser of Pula, an Iser of what we call Gavra. So I saw that they say no. Maybe, I think it's also in the same in the Siv Chaim, maybe we should suggest that Shabbos is an Iser of Chefza. How can Shabbos be an Iser of Chefza? What Chefza? What's the Chefza? And the answer is as follows. We find a number of instances which we say that Shabbos, I'll give an example. The Poskim suggests that if I tell a goy to do malacha for me on Shabbos, there's a yesh shlichos enoch in the chumra. We saw the Rashi in Atkuf and Gimel. How's that possible? It's an iser of, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with what's being done. Just as an iser, if I do it, so if he does it, he does it, do it with me. So from that you see, it's an iser of chefter. They call it the dinner about someone's got a candle on Shabbos, you can't make Abdullah on it because it was on Shabbos. But you see again, if the goy did it, it's an iser of chefter. That's how it would appear, even though it's counterintuitive. Perhaps Shabbos should be considered an Iser of Chefza as well. Okay, it's an interesting discussion. May have an afkamina about telling a goy, is it going to possibly be a really Iser of Shlichos, or it's just a Chumrah? Not going into all that discussion right now. Nafkamina, between Hutra and Chuyah, maybe among other things, may you place yourself into a situation. We're going to have to be Chal Shabbos. If it's Hutra, yes. If it's Tchuyah, no. That could be the possible Machloikas. You're allowed to do a Mila on Shabbos when you know in advance you're going to have to cook up water after the Bris Mila to save the baby's life. Machloikas the Balamo on the Ramban, that could fly it down. That could be. Oh. Now, Rabbosai, we have to discuss the following very important thing. I want you to open up the Mishnah Berurah. I haven't opened any Sarim yet today. So it's the Tarsha of Alpeh. But let's see, open up the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Chav Chesiv Dal. Till now, the shiur is mostly abstract. Most. Now we come to the nitty gritty. And as I said before, one of my responsibilities in learning the sugya is not only to help the pre-meds in the shiur, but that everyone should know what the din is. They shouldn't come and ask me. The Mishnah Berurah here in Sivkot Vav says someone who asked Cheschalila Shofet Domin, someone who Zoraz Meshuluch, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Yerushalmi Hanisho, the rabbi who's asked Hareza Megunim. Why? You should have told everybody about the din. You don't ask. Run. We'll get to later details. Maybe you should ask in some cases. But for the moment, when you think you have to run, run. Don't run to the rabbi's house, run to the hospital. Okay? If you have to run, don't run to me. If you can walk, you can walk to me. If you have to run, run to the hospital. Drive, in the case may be. So over here, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sivdal. Someone who's Kosh Sakana. Also lo kol shirigile la sos lo b'chol. Everything. So the Mishnah Berurah Yudalit says, according to the Mem, the Magad Mishnah, even if this will not endanger your life if you don't do it, since the choli itself is a dangerous one, and it's a tzorach tzas, you can do it. This is what's known as the heter of kol tzorach. Famous idea of kol tzorach. Okay? Fine. Now, despite the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says it, and the Mishnah Berurah interpreted it in that fashion, the long bir alam, which tries to disprove it. Oh, man. Tries to disprove it. Why should it be? Ma'pitaom. Pikuach Nevesh is off the Shabbos. Presumably this is not Pikuach Nevesh. then why in the world should you do it? That's the question. That's the question. Why should you do it? What's the lumdus behind it? What's the lumdus behind it? Why should you do it? So, here's the lumdus behind it. The Kol Tzarachov is, as the Bir Halacha quotes very late in this long piece, he quotes towards the bottom of page Kuf Samach Dalet. He quotes a Meiri, I'll say it's about the 10th wide line. The line ends with the words Afalpi. Afalpi Sherechitza. That's how the line begins. Shirachita zui chizit evarach ein but tzarach lemehirus. We should wait till after Shabbos. No, mekal machal maheres v'chizik evarach ein mashal hashum pratoelas nigmar refuas achola. End quote. You see, like the Magad Mishnah. Magad Mishnah. Aye, what's shot in the Magad Mishnah? At the end of the day, tov v'yafalo. Tov means it's mamar refuas, so as the Meiri said, and Yafe, if you look in the Rashbats, that's quoted a few lines before, what does he say? Even though Iker Rufuasa was nothing to do with Allah Kasaner, right? He says, Yishav Dat Ashokhole, I feel like it's all Rufuasa, the Yishav Dat Ashokhole, so whatever's Messiah Dato, you do it for Shabbos, end quote. Nah, I have to be within reason. The only way, if you put on the Super Bowl, well, I can't be on Shabbos. If you put on, I don't know, some other program that's going to make me feel better, I don't think we do that. Find another way to be Yashu Das. But if it's something which is logical, namely, someone has to come see me, or I need this particular kind of a pillow, this kind of a, I don't know what, a fan, or whatever, something like that, which just makes him comfortable. And he says, I need this for Yashu Dati, says the Tashbeit, that's room enough to be Mechal on Shabbos. And it didn't go right. So Rabbosai, Kol Tzarov of the first shot is, it's Tov V'yafalo. Tov means it may hasten your refuah even physically, even though you're not going to die otherwise. But the sickness itself is life-threatening. And Yafa, I think, means that he feels better about it, as the Tashbeit said. So the Tashbeit and the Miri give the two people called Balabatnership Shotim within the Magid Mishnah. Okay? Within the Magad Mishnah. Fine. The problem is, Rabbi Osai, that the Bialacha thinks that most poskim disagree. Where's he get it from? To take a look, Rabbi Osai, over here, in the Bialacha, where the Bialacha brings a raya from eating on Yom Kippur. Now the words Tov V'yafalo are found in the next to the last narrow line of the Bir Halacha on page Kuf Samach Dalet. But the Rayas at the very beginning of this Bir Halacha on the previous page 326 are largely from eating on Yom Kippur. Ein Machilin, Hold the discussion, Chol Machilin, Chol Ein Machilin, Chol Ein. What it means? Kol Tzarachov. Come on. Eating on Yom Kippur, if you don't really need it, it's no less than Kol Tzarachov. Comes up a chon and says, no dice. No. It depends on Hudra Tchuya. That's the Bavadja's main point in that long tshuva, Yechavadas. If Hudra Kol Tzarachov, based on the Lashon of the Gemara and Kiddushin and elsewhere, holy shtarya, shtarya. When something is mutter, everything goes. It's hutra. Doesn't apply to the tchuya. Those remember when you looked at Vamas a while ago. By the way, the Beis Hinskel just came out from that year. I don't know if you saw it. Just came out less than a week ago. So the piece of Yavamas is there. A few other things from that summer. So if those want to know. Anyway, back to where we start. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. Shabbos is hutra. Kiddush Yom Kippur is the tchuya like other Yisurim. So what's the bottom line of the Bir Halacha? Amazing bottom line. He says you can rely on the Magad Mishnah for the Rabbanan and not for the Doraisas. That's what he says. That's the bottom line. So you could say, he's not sure who's right. Sega the right of the Chumra. Sega the Rabbanon. Lekulim. You could say no. No. We saw in Shmir Shabbos a few times that even if you'll say that the rice is a dechuya, the Rabbanon is a hutra. Remember we saw the Shut Avnei Nezer. Why should we say that the Rabbanon is a dechuya? It's much better for Chazal not to make the Gzeira in the first place. I'm a Daraisa? No, I'm a the Maral. That they didn't mean a Torah mechuyove ha-metzius. They have to be from time immemorial until the end of days. They're never going to change. So you got to push them aside for Pikuach Nefesh. But the Rabbanon, who they created the din in the first place, why should they say, we ask him after it? Just don't ask him in the first place. So is the Shut Avnei Nezer. Fine. So it could be, this is the case, that even those who argue with the Magen Mishnah, they hold Chuya, will agree by the Rabbanon with their Twinic Sutra. That's a possibility. And then we saw, once again, I mentioned before, about Vali and Safek. Shmir Shabbos quotes, Vali is Sutra and Safek is Chuya, for the same reason. That Vali is the Shabbos Bnei Sos of Shabbos, that's Sutra. And Safek B'chai B'hem is only Chuya, so you shouldn't be able to do a Kol Tzarachov for Safek. You can only do it for Vali. The Chalkas Yoav said with respect to Shinu. Shinu is also one of the Nachkimis Hutra Chuya, they say. So for Vada you don't need a shinui, and for Safek should have a shinui, should have a shinui. Oh. Fine. So Rabbi Chana goes further and says, if it's Hutra, you can even do a Hidur, which is not Liyikuva. What do you get it from the Gemara in Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel? You do a Bris Mila on Shabbos, right? So Kolzman, you're involved in the mitzvah. You can go back on what's called Tzitzin Shena Makel to make it nice and meal, even though it's not Makel. How can that be? The answer is Holy Shtar Yishtaya. Once you're in the middle of it, you can continue it. You can continue it. Nafka Mina Rabbi Osai between the Be'er Halacha and Rabbi Chana. What about a Chol Shesh Bo Sakana? Where you haven't yet been Mechalal Shabbos that day. The simple read of Rabbi Chanan is that once you're Mechalal Shabbos that day, you can go on in Mechalal Shabbos to call Tzaracha. But what if you did? There was no need to Mechalal Shabbos? The first instance is a call Tzaracha instance. You need a fan, you need certain food, which you could really do without. I want vanilla ice cream, not chocolate. Whatever they gave, I want chicken soup, not vegetable soup. That's not going to kill him. But it's called Tzaracha. That's the first thing that comes up. That would be a question. According to Allah, would make no difference. Would make no difference. But according to Rabbi Chanan, it might make a difference. It might make a difference. Interesting. But Avnei Nezer quotes this chat, the name of his father. He doesn't like the chat. It's not comparable to a case of a korban or a case of mila. There, it's all one big mitzvah. But over here, Rabbi Osai, the mitzvah, he says, is v'chai b'hem. And once you've gotten him out of sakana, he's not going to die, so v'chai b'hem lapses. So you can't say what you're doing now is a continuation of the mitzvah. Yes, me. V'chai b'hem is not at all the source to heal a patient for the mitzvah healing the patient. Not at all. That's a reshus, a permission. Where's it derived from? Vashevo solo. The rabbis Avedos Gufos and Henry Nafayan Gimel. Eile Arosai fits it beautifully. Whatever it makes him feel better, Tov Yafalo is included in Vashevo solo Shavos Gufo. The Ramban writes that it's in Torah Sotan, Vahaf to the Reach of Kamoch. No, whatever's Tov Yafalo is included. The Ramban in Chumash, derives it from V'chei Achicha Imach. So whatever is good for him is also included. It seems to me, since the three derivations that are real derivations would include a continuation of the life-saving stage to the make-him-feel-better stage, it would be, in fact, permissible. Now, we mentioned before that is a similar pshat between the Kovetz Aharis and Abnezer's father. But there's a difference. There's a difference. His father said that even if you weren't Mechal Shabbos yet, but you're going to have to Mechal Shabbos later on, it's okay. And he bases on a Gasugi in the Sechta. Menachas, he says, Tiras Omer, give me Mechal Shabbos because you're going to have to Akrabas Omer. Akrabas Omer, if that day would fall out on a Shabbos. It's not a real possible. So you're allowed to do Tiras Omer Friday night. Don't do it earlier. But you have to do Akrabas Omer Shabbos morning. So even though it happens later on, that's a different issue. I don't have time to go into the intricacies of this question right now. There's a bit of a difference between these two similar interpretations. Bottom line, so Kol Tzarocha could be either a practical consideration. Kol B'Yofalo. That could be. And if that's the case, the question, that's one possibility. So Kol B'Yofalo is included in Pikul of Nevesh, because you never know, may save his life. Or it could be a love de Shavart, based on Hutra, whatever is Hutra, you're allowed to continue to, as we said before, whatever is Hutra, you can continue to do further things. Chuyah not, called the first one, even if it would be the Chuyah, so what? Who cares? This is based on Hutra, the Bavadi's favorite shot, based on Hutra. Oh, so the question became, Dabinez is Kasha, but the bits of the Chayim stops. So it's like the same. So we answered there are three other sources. The Chayim, I think, is not a source. That's only a Heter. Either based on Hashem Osala, Hashem Oskufo, Hafrecha Kamocha, right? Or the Chayachi Chayima. So whatever you do is included within the Shita. Some say you have to have the Mechal Shabbos Mamish first, and then and only then we have a continuation that's permissible. And some say, no, if you're going to have to Mechal Shabbos later that day, you can already do it earlier. But if you don't, if there's no other Chil Shabbos, all that Shabbos, only Tol B'Yofalo, according to the second Shabbos, Rabbi Chanan would not be allowed. According to the B'Alacha, presumably, it would be allowed. And the fourth and final, and probably the simplest Shabbos, is the Radvaz. According to the B'Alacha. The Radvaz says, the reason why the Magen Mishnah paskins, that you're allowed to do Kol Tzarocha, because if you disagree, you'll be in trouble. Why? He only quotes the Radvaz, doesn't explain to you exactly really why. But if you look at the original source, he says, of course, it's alluded to a little bit over here. A little bit. You're afraid of Pikuach Nefesh Mamash. Okay, gentlemen, he asked for this, the Cholim. Let's have a pitbull. Is it necessary? Will he die without it or only? While your pilpul is going to die, Chas V'Shalom. So therefore, just go and do it. So Kol Tzarocha, because it's a Pekuach Nefesh Mamash, because your friend's going to die, because you will miscalculate. You will think it's not included in Pekuach Nefesh, it's only Kol Tzarocha, and you'll be wrong. So we can't take any chances. That's the Radvaz. It's only alluded to over here. If you look at the original source, you'll see it over there. Okay? So we have four different interpretations of the opinion of the Magen Mishnah with respect to the famous Heter known as Kol Tzarocha. The B'Alach himself only applies it to the Rabbanans for one of two reasons we said before, because the Sub is a Kula, or because the Rabbanans should certainly be in the category of Hutra. Okay. Now, let's turn Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Beis. Okay. So far we only did one Sif, that's Sif Dalet. Let's turn to Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Beis. There too we find something quite remarkable. This again could be a Hutra Dechuya issue. Let's just get right to it. Sif Yud Beis, the question over here is, I can do it myself, or a guy can do it. Or I can do it plain, or I can do it machinery. What, in fact, should be done? That's the question over here. It's certainly a legitimate question. So what does it say over here? Let's read together what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Very important, very, very important. Shemachal Shabbos, Ayel Choshen, Moshesh, Vazakona, Mishtadne, Shalolasai, Degoy, Vekran, Menoshe, Degoy, Gedoli, Yisrael, Gedolim, Uvnei Das. It's Rambam. Pashas, it's Hutra. I have myself said the word Chuya, so you have to hold it. If they said Kachol, Kachol, Devarav, so we'd rather say the Chuya's Avdavka. If it's Hutra, you have to explain it differently. If you do it through a Goy, you're afraid the person's going to die because the Goy's not as fast as the Jew. Okay, that's practical consideration. Ramo, V'yesh Omer, Yenev Shal Atzos V'lo Dichoy V'lo Ichor Ayedei Shinoi Olos Ayedei Shinoi Shinoi Mat Chashmeh Yenev Shal Atzos Ayedei Eni Yehudi V'lo Ichor Klal Olos Ayedei Eni Yehudi V'chein Noagin Abba Mokom V'chein Shlomo Sheis Atzos Ayedei Yehudi And Lassos Ayedei Yehudi because everything's going to die, Chas V'shom. So the Ramo is clearly holding the Chuyah. Right? Clearly holding the Chuyah. Fine. Fine. This is very, very important. Very important. The Mishnah Berurah Paskins, Sivkot Lamadayim, notwithstanding the statement here in the Ramo, where he says, V'chein Noagin. Despite that fact, it's not clear whether that minig is really a good minig. He says, Lav minig v'sikinu. Av sheyokal asa den Yehudi. V'kama kama Yisrael yizar z'dav yosef. That's what he's worried about. There's the Shubach. The Jew will go faster. Hatzalah is usually faster than anybody else. Speed. Okay, cool. Even you could also call 911. You should call 911. Once while they get there first. They're on the block, you know. Or if something else happens. But they called first. In any event, Rabosai. There's another reason to say that perhaps you should not be using a goy. Even if Rabosai, the Yisrael, will not get there any faster than the goy. The goy is standing right there. There are those who say you should not use a goy for a totally different reason. The reason is, take a look in the Ran page, Kuf Yud Beis, in the new print, it's that Mem in the old print. We quote it in that you shouldn't do it Ayyadei Nachrin. Actually, it starts on page Kuf Yud Aleph in our print. Why? Because they'll say, Bekoshi Tirbikov Nevesh, Ematir Solachatchilea Mukhiyav Mimitzis. Not because the Yisrael go faster. No. If you call on a guy, now the girl's doing plenty of time. What are you afraid about? Shemiyova Adaba Shloyim Tzu Nachim Muktanim. Please call the Shabbat the Yisrael Golo. It's a piku of Nevesh of not today, of next week, next year. Sometime in the future. Both sides, but this is an interesting thing. And we saw that some of the posts said, if it's only a future event, we don't take it into account. Let me see, it's only a future event. It's not going to happen right now. Down the road, someone does not have a goy, and they say, oh, he's going to start looking for a goy, instead of doing it himself, but he shouldn't be. That's also a pikuach nefesh. It's also a pikuach nefesh, for the misunderstanding. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, early as well, if a person decides to use a goy, and you have a right to use a goy, the post can say, if it's not Ains Mano Bahul, there's no rush. You should make a statement to whoever's near you, whoever's seeing you, whoever's in earshot. I'm asking a goy to do it because Ains Mano Bahul, if it would be Bahul, I would do it myself. You spell it out. Out, up loud and clear. Don't whisper. Loud and clear. Yes, we're going to ask the non-Jewish doorman, whatever it is, or the neighbor, to drive Plony to the hospital because the doctor said there's no rush, you can get there in an hour. But if it'd be a rush, I'd do it myself. Or I'd call out Tzala to do it. This must be spelled out. And if Shlomo Zalman takes it further, idea of a shinui, Rabosai, it doesn't say that we don't do it. The Bishop would ever argue, if you do it below Ichor Klal Shinui, should do it B'Shinui. Now the Mishnah Berurah has an interesting caveat. The Lamed Hey, which the Shmir Shabbos doesn't understand. Neither do I then ain't in my Shinui Misachar Dava Ma'at. Wrap the Ain a holy bowl, then he can also do it. It's only this is the Rabbanah. Whoa! So here I've all said it's a little strange. Because if we're referring to a case over here of Ain a holy bowl, then we would have said even if through a guy it's okay. We're going on a case where the guy is not okay. The guy is not okay because it is manobol. It's manobol, and a shinoi would only be put if it wasn't one cause an extra second. For example, turn on the light. I can turn the light right now with my finger, with my elbow, in the same amount of time. Yeah, no difference. Just give a bang. That's there's no that's mamish. It's ainom misachar at all. Because there are those who say it's only a Masachar a little bit. Other folks were not happy with that distinction. In any event, Rabbos, this is very, 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 very important. As a matter of fact, not only is this relevant, this distinction between Zman Obol and Ein Zman Obol with respect to what you do with through a Goy, do you ask questions of the Iran? So the folks can say the same exact distinction. If it's man or ball, you run. Don't ask anybody any questions. Run. However, if it is ain't man or ball, then forget. The Pesukim say the proper thing to do is the Rosh Hashanah writes. The proper thing to do, in fact, is to ask. And that is the minig. The minig is the Rosh Hashanah when there's no rush. People come and they ask questions on Shabbos. The only time we scream and yell at them, run, is when it's in a rush. I hate to find a rush, obviously a little bit subjective. You have to know, because I saw the Sefer in the Sif Chaim, it's like this. If it's a mad rush, heaven agrees that you know, have to run right away, you have to do it yourself, etc. If it's no rush whatsoever, then heaven agrees, you can ask, then you can do it to a guy, etc. So it comes out according to them. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing about a case which is sort of in between. But it's hard to know what exactly is in between. Again, those want to look it up later on. It's the Siv Chaim, page Tuf Yutes. If it's a Bahala, everyone agrees, you just do it. No Shinuyim, no nothing. If it's no Sakon at all, if you wait, heaven agrees, Shino even do a goy. So apparently the argument is stam in between. It's hard to know. Where are the three categories? Two I can understand a little bit, but three? I guess it's sort of a rush, but not a mad rush. Okay, we can understand that. But that's when the argument seems to be according to the Sefer, the Siv Chaim. And the same little bit far about asking questions. Right? Asking questions. If it's a mad rush, but you dare ask questions, just go and run to do it. The Shavar Damim, the initial is Maguna. If, however, it's not such a significant rush, and then, again, the Rosh Hashulchan says, that is the meaning. Now, the Shlomo Zalman is not happy with this Mishnah Berurah, who said, look, it's Mizachar Adav Ma'at. What's Ma'at? Lash Ramah is below Ichor Klal. Klal, it goes on the Goy, probably goes on the Shinu too. So comes along the latest Svarim to defend the Ramah, and they said, whoa, don't think the Ramah didn't get it, it has no sources. Ramah, I think it's called the Hilchos Shabbos, but Shabbos. Ramah says, he got it, the Mishnah got it from the Ramah, in Yaredeya, end of Simon Kuf Nun Hei of all places. There it says that distinction. A very important distinction to be made. But, so in some cases, you may do so. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, the Magad Mishnah, the very famous Nakuda, world famous. Actually, we already had one famous Magad Mishnah. We have another one. The Magad Mishnah says that the Gemara of Mefurish and Kuf Chav Chesem and Beis, when it comes to Yoledes, you have to use a Shigun. Do we extend this to other other cholim as well? Yes or no? So the Magad Mishnah suggests, according to one opinion, no. Only Oledes requires a shinui, not other cholim sheyesh bo sakana. The obvious question is why? He throws in two svaras. The first svar is, Yoledes, that's a davar tivi. It's a natural thing. The boss said, who cares if it's natural or not? Who cares if it's natural or not natural? Who cares? Who cares? But here's Daiti, the pshat is as follows. Since Leda is such a natural occurrence, people are used to it. There's a standard birth. Not discussing something unusual, you have to run like crazy. But the standard birth was, you know, very well known in those days. You do this, you do this, and you do this, and the baby comes out healthy, the mother is healthy, and mazel tov. So therefore, it's not the kind of a case of akin to Ain's manobo, and therefore he should do it pishinui, as the Gemara is not kuf tov ches. Contrast this with a person who suffers a physical illness, which is yesh basakana, that's not normal. Don't tell me that there are X number of cases of heart attacks and cancer and diabetes. But each case is different. You can't say that about childbirth, each case is different. Yeah, there are some emergencies that we have. But the average childbirth, mazel tov. I always say it's the biggest nation in the world, the healthy baby, healthy mother, that's true. But notwithstanding that, we don't view it as the biggest miracle, it's standard. She went into labor, she had a baby, and then the doctor was there, and then that's fine. That's why you should do it machinery. Because it's a double tibi. Tibi means it's not mano ball. You're used to it. You're used to it. You already know the timing. It's interesting about that. There's an additional svara the Magad Mishnah throws in. What's the additional svara that he throws in? The initial svara he throws in is not one in a thousand die from childbirth. Now, what does that mean? So then we use the shinui. Why? So the only suggestion we came up with, that is a chiddush neira, which is a big chiddush, that if it's more than one in a thousand, then we give it a din of gutra. Although the Gemara said, Ashkan vadai safek minon, you can argue that vadai means that vadai chashash, till one in a thousand is vadai chashash. Beyond one in a thousand is so remote, that's only considered to be a case of safek. We're still mechal Shabbos based on v'chai behem, and holding the pikuach nefesh achar harov, but that would only be chuy. Now I have to say, Rabbi Yosher has a chiddush nifla over here, which I don't think the other posts will accept, but I have to tell you because of the great covenant we have for this Godel Hador, Rabbi Yosher. I found this in a sefer called Arzei Halavona, someone took out from the library, and there he says, on page 32 and 3, that this type of hell that way, like we, as we said, if one in a thousand who has his illness will die later on, at some later time, can't fast from Kippur. But this type is Mechut, and Rabbi Yosha said, no. I had a Magad Mishnah. No, you got it all wrong. The Magad Mishnah is one thing. Not one in a thousand dies after the doctor comes. But if you wouldn't have a doctor, many more than one in a thousand would die. But if only one in a thousand is going to die, stop. According to Rabbi Yosha, it's not going to be Kuch Nefesh. Whoa. That's a Chiddush Nifla Menorah. I don't think the other post can. I certainly didn't agree with him. But that's what Rabbi Yosha said. How much a way he draws a line. I want to make sure that I think the Arizal made a mistake, which I had made for many years. I think I corrected myself before I saw it. He quotes a Chasam Sofer that says, if one in a thousand years dies, ain't a club. Someone has come out of the grave. That's also. That's one in a thousand years. That doesn't count. That's like a... But one in a thousand cases, I think the Pesach is like the stifle against Rabbi Yosha, that is considered to be in the category of Pikuach Nefesh, Rabbosai. Pikuach Nefesh. Okay, Rabbosai, have any questions? Let's pretty express. We're going to cover a couple of things. The Neder, We'll take a break now, and we can sit, go back and learn the Beis Medrash. Another half an hour to the official shiur, official Yom HaTzvut lunch. Where's lunch?
In the gym.
In the gym. I have a shiur now for my post-Pesach. I'll be coming late to the lunch. Can't help it. I can't be everyone once. And then, Mitzvah Hashem, after the lunch is over, I guess 10 minutes after benching, we'll try to resume. It's enough 10 minutes to get from there to here? Okay? I don't know if we're going to have much time, frankly. I don't think both streams today will be enough. It was a regular shiur. My guess is it'll go very long.
Maybe some of the students also have a Bible class.
What? No college.